With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to halt a lower court ruling that orders the rehiring of thousands of federal workers. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Some 16,000 probationary employees were let go in mass firings across several agencies as a result of President Trump's orders to slash the size of the government. A California-based judge found the firings didn't follow federal law, and he ordered reinstatement offers be sent as a lawsuit plays out. But in an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court, the administration argued the ruling should be put on hold because the judge didn't have the authority to reinstate the workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the battlefront, Russia and Ukraine continued attacking each other during the weekend ahead of a new round of diplomatic talks today in Saudi Arabia.
On the front line, attacks in Ukraine and Russia are continuing. Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine on the weekend that killed at least seven people, including a father and his five-year-old daughter in Kyiv. Ukraine is also launching drones, with the Russian military saying it intercepted 28 overnight.
That is correspondent Naeon Kim, who says U.S. mediated talks scheduled today to move both sides to pause long-range attacks against energy facilities and civilian infrastructure. Pope Francis has returned home to the Vatican. That's from the hospital after a five-week life-threatening bout of pneumonia. Wall Street remains focused on how tariffs could eventually impact inflation, consumer spending, and economic growth. In midday trading, the market is higher, the Dow gaining 479 points now. The NASDAQ composite up 352. This is SRN News. The Liberian government tries to mediate a religious dispute.
The United Methodist Church and the Global Methodist Church are fighting over property. The UMC in Liberia is the traditional denomination and has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination, just like the church here in the U.S. A lot of Liberian congregations acquit the UMC for the GMC, and they want to keep their property. Liberian lawmakers are now trying to work out a deal between the increasingly hostile factions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria has a new interim constitution, and it's based on Islamic law. International Christian Concern reports that the document, which will govern Syria for 5 years, states that Islamic jurisprudence will be the principal source of all legislation, and the president must be Muslim. The Constitution also proclaims religious freedom and says it will protect minority faith groups in Syria. This is SRN News. A former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is found dead.
It was Saturday morning that 43-year-old Jessica Aber was found dead at her Arlington home. The former federal prosecutor resigned from her position with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Northern Virginia 2 months ago, a role to which she was nominated by former President Biden in 2021. Aber served as U.S. Attorney from October 2021 until early 2025, when she stepped down to allow President Trump to select her successor. The Eastern Division of Virginia office oversees cases related to national security, terrorism, and high-profile white-collar crime. An investigation into Aber's cause of death is underway. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Measles cases in the Southwest still rising 2 months after the outbreak began. Over 350 cases now in West Texas and New Mexico and in Oklahoma. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.